Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the metaphysics, in the politics, and boy, have they been juicy this week, and in our spiritual search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you from Ronan, Montana, in one of the few blue districts in Montana, and I am joined by Anne.
Yep, Anne Ortley here at the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, a liberal bastion if there ever was one.
And Mark Woltz may or may not join us later. Is that correct?
Yeah, he's been getting better from his shingles, so that's good. He's definitely much improved, but he's still running a little like he goes and then his plug runs out or his electricity runs, you know, like he just kind of his battery fails. So hopefully he'll be back.
And
with
I know
us
he
again.
Teaches yoga.
And
at
he teaches very early in the morning. Yeah, six at the 6 a.m. time, which is really good because at that hour, Heather, I'm like sleeping. I'm not doing anything then.
Yep, not my field.
Or rolling over with the cat. So.
So send him our love and tell him we miss him when you see him.
Yeah,
I know
I
that
do.
The two of you always do so, work on Tuesday nights at
the Open Center.
At the Open Center, and you do an astrology open night, and you talk charts. You talk about the astrology of the night. Do you know what you're talking about next week? For those that are
no, this week we
you?
Talked about the big shift, and we talked about. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, the guy who tried to set up Mueller with the sex tapes. Bull was his name. Yeah, the 20-year-old kid. So we talked about him, and then the guy who was used in the racist ads that none of the networks ran about killing cops. You know, that Luis guy from Mexico. So we usually do the energy of the heavens, and then we do the a couple people in the news. So. You can follow us on Facebook, and you can Instagram. We post on Instagram, and we also do an analysis. I did one of the Vol guy today. You know,
that's
like why he did it. And, you know, I guess the phone went to his mother's house, and he's got a Moon Pluto affliction. So mom's important.
Oh
and,
dear.
Yeah. Well, no, and he contacted the paralegals at Mueller's old office and said, you know, you have $30,000 in credit card debt, which will pay off if you say that he harassed you sexually. And I guess they were kind of surprised that he knew how much credit card debt they had. That and they called the FBI. So that's how he got caught. Don't go telling a woman how much credit card debt she has, and that you'll pay it off. If she tells a little lie for you, you'll give her $30,000 to pay off her debt. Yeah,
really disgusting.
Well, it was just one of those things where you're just kind of like, really, this is what you did? And he's got a really interesting chart too. He's got a Saturn retrograde in Aries, of course. So Saturn doesn't like being in Aries, and retrograde it really can act up. And it ruled all his Capricorn planets, so he has Mercury and Capricorn on the world axis, which rules that Gemini moon, and his Pluto in Virgo, right? So he's got this little argument going on. Or his Pluto in Sag, and he's got something in Virgo. And then it ruled Mars and his Neptune in Capricorn, right? So he, I think he thought it would work. Obviously he did think it was work.
So. And with the recent lineup in Scorpio, there's been a lot of people had focused on manipulation. We knew that the election, we saw that the new moon wasn't until this morning, but yesterday at the dark of the moon, with the sun and moon in Scorpio, right at the end of the lunar cycle, that the election would be focused on recent events. It would be more about, getting even or getting focused or making up for or recovering from recent events rather than big policy issues ahead. Now we're turning that around today as the new moon in Scorpio brings great focus to this panel of people that are on, for better or for worse, but it means great focus as we move forward. And it's going to be some pretty intense transits coming up. Now, and I am just so proud of all the women who have gotten in. Venus retrograde back into Libra. We saw, you know, the energy of women really grew strong, and that, you know, the whole series of planets was setting her up. She first conjunct Uranus, and it turned out to be on the dark of the moon at this time of year is the feast of Kali Ma, of Kali, the goddess of, you know, destruction and rebirth, and the fiercest goddess in the Hindu pantheon. And I thought, ooh, a lot of women are going to get in with that lineup under the Kali Puja, which they did. So tell us about the great shift, Anne.
Well, a couple things. It was, we had a lot, the big, big shift. We did a few changes this week, Heather, that makes
yes,
for
did.
A new and exciting year. First up, Uranus went backward. Or first up, the nodes of fate shifted into Cancer, Capricorn, north nodes in Cancer, after spending the last year and a half in Leo. So Leo is the sign of kings, and on the day it went into Leo was when Trump fired Comey. And now it's going into Cancer Capricorn, and the chart for that cast for Washington puts the North Node in the sixth house of the people, the women, the children, and the health care. That was apparently one of the big things that a lot of people were paying attention to in this election on a personal level. So the node shifts, and it's going to be a year and a half in Cancer Capricorn. The nodes move backwards, so they're at 29. Then right after that, Uranus went into Aries, and he's finishing up an eight-year sprint in Aries. He went in there in 2010, and in May, on May 13th, when Justice Kennedy resigned, he went retrograde he went into Taurus, rather, and then he went retrograde in August, and now he's going to spend 4 months in Aries cleaning up anything unresolved from the past 8 years in your Aries house, where he stirred up things for the last 8 years, getting ready for his reentry into Taurus in March. So that's just a little quick four-monther, but because the nodes are squaring Uranus, it's going to present as shocking information, news, what do you want to do about it, choose growth or fear. And when you get that little caught, when you get the ooh, and you have a reaction, choose growth. Don't choose fear, choose growth, because the south node's in Saturn, the north node is in Cancer. So choose towards the growing, the nurturing, the how do you make it better, rather than the Saturnian, you know, knock it out.
Right.
And then the next one was the full moon that we had today, and that was in Scorpio.
Moon?
New moon, rather, yeah. I keep calling it full moon for some reason.
I know.
New moon in Scorpio on the world point. And that one was real interesting because it had, and all of these planets have had Circe, Mercury, who's out of bounds in Sag, in his shadow, getting ready for his upcoming retrograde. So he doesn't like being in Sag, but right now he's answering to Scorpio. Tomorrow he starts answering to Jupiter in Sag. Right now he's answering to Jupiter in Scorpio. But he is on Circe, who is a powerful witch, and she turned Odysseus's men into pigs. And she's also, and Mercury is also on Icarus, who was advised by his father not to fly too high and not to fly too low, you know, kind of take a middle course, steady as she goes. Also in the sky is Orpheus, and he lost his wife to the underworld after her, after she got died on the wedding day. And interestingly, when the action was going on in the heavens, there was that couple that was married for like 2 hours that died in the helicopter crash. But they went to the underworld, and he got his wife back, and Hades said to him, "You can have her, but don't look back." And he gets right to the edge, right to the edge, right before he's going to go out. And he looked back, and Mercury went, "Man, you blew it." So the lessons from the heavens is we have powerful witches in charge. And, of course, Donald has called Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi witches. We have a record number of women elected to Congress. We have women running things.
Wonderful,
and, of course,
witches. Yes.
Hopefully, good witches, bad witches. And really, Circe didn't kill anybody. She just turned them into pigs. Well, she turned them into donkeys or pigs, depending on which they were more like. And so, but the other warning from the heavens is don't look back and don't fly too high and don't fly too low. You know, pay attention to your knitting, really. What is it you want to grow? And so I think one of the things that we want to focus on as a community, as a collective, but also as an individual, is where you're going. And then, of course, tomorrow, Jupiter goes into Sag,
mm-hmm.
and he finishes his year-long journey in Scorpio, which was the Me Too movement, right, and resulted in record numbers of men who are behaving badly. Now, remember, back in mythology, Jupiter wasn't always the nicest guy, right?
No.
He
kept the privilege of running around his whole time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. And so Jupiter in Sag has that. And so we had the whole Me Too movement as those kinds of behaviors were exposed. Now he finishes up his journey there, and he goes back into Sagittarius, which is one of his favorite places, and he says, okay, so now it's time to go do the real work, you know, enough of this
right.
running around. But it also, I do expect one more big Me Too movement thing to erupt in the next day or so, and of course we had the Mueller, the guy trying to set up Mueller as being a sexual harasser, although
he didn't quite succeed. The two senators that we lost to
women,
Republicans,
both.
Mm-hmm. Both were women who voted vociferously against Kavanaugh from a red state.
Yep.
And apparently the men around them that still wanted the privilege of being able to harass without a problem were really worked against them. So that's, again, that Jupiter and Scorpio's legacy. Now, we have the most ethnically diverse group of people coming into the state. We have all across the country, we have two Native American, three actually, I think, the third one just got into the Congress, Muslims that are in the state Senate, someone Hmong. There we have black women from Connecticut and New Hampshire and places where they don't know from large black communities. The diversity is beautiful that's coming into this picture. And it doesn't yet reflect the diversity that's in our country, but it's a lot closer than it's ever been. And that I see is Jupiter going into Sagittarius, one of the advantages of Jupiter going into its own sign and and helping us free something up. Now,
right.
Uranus going back into Aries, I think, is going to just really crank up the tension level for all of this.
Yes, we're going to crank up the fire. You know, and we did have every other – I was – watching the press conference from earlier today, because I thought, you know, I saw a couple clips where he went a little wild, and I thought I need to watch the whole thing. But yeah, it, you know, oppositional energy gets Donald excited. He kind of likes the fight. So what we also want to do is kind of say, hey, you know, this is how it's going down. This is what we're working on, and this is where we're going with this, and, you know, forward we go. So I think the other part of it is us being very conscious of not looking back. I mean, looking forward and saying, going forward, this is how we're handling it. Looking back gets handled this way. And looking forward looks like this. So I think it's a really, you know, the heavens are kind of warning us, you know, like, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always think of that Willie Loman, attention will be paid, attention will be paid. When we have moments like this, when the heavens kind of shout out, pay attention, you know, look at the myth of Icarus, look at the myth of Circe, understand what the heavens are saying. It's Orpheus, too. Don't look back. Just keep paying attention and fly a steady course, not too high, not too low, paying attention to what's going on. The rest can take care of itself. And I do like the energy, you know, that a lot of nodal activity, which is giving us choice. It is a little bumpy right now, so a lot of people are really feeling overwhelmed because all these planets are at last degrees. As Jupiter's at the last degree, the nodes are at the last degree, Uranus is at the last degree, Venus and Ceres are at the last degrees. So as we have that happen, what we want to do is just go, okay, how do we want to work with this now? And what does that look like? And that energy, but it can feel sometimes a little overwhelming on an emotional front or on a personal front because it is so turbulent. And whenever planets are in the last degrees, they're really trying to get you to pay attention to the message that they were working with you on over the course of the year. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's important. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think everybody was my lawyer used to when I was in business, and I had a company, and every now and then you'd have to do mm-hmm. legal things, and my lawyer would always say to me, Ann, you know, it's always the best when everybody's a little bit unhappy. You know, you're not gonna, you know. So I'm happy about these things. I'm not so happy about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also kind of like, all right, you know. And our government was set up to keep the smaller states with a lot of people happy by giving mm-hmm. them two votes, which is the Senate, mm-hmm. and then the districts where the House is, where we can have tons and tons of people. But that's more, you know, diverse. But it also is more the urban areas. And mm-hmm. Not the rural districts. So,
right.
you know, So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting.
I'm very optimistic. I just love this shift because I'm also ready for Jupiter to get out of Scorpio.
I agree. And we're going to feel this crunch continue as Saturn conjuncts Pluto in Capricorn early in 2020, before
mm-hmm.
the election.
Yeah.
But it feels like there's going to be a peak of the resistance of the patriarchy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last time this happened was early in the Reagan administration, but it was in friendlier
81,
Libra.
82, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, it was Libra,
now,
it was friendlier. Yeah.
It was friendlier. It was like it made it look good almost.
Yeah.
For
well,
some
we're
going to
privatize. It's going to be trickle down. Everybody's going to get
mm-hmm.
some. You
it
know,
looks that very Libra.
Looked very Libra. Everybody's going to get some.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
and
really happen that way,
that's
but
okay.
that was the plan.
No.
Yeah.
But this is in Capricorn, which is much more about control, authority, authoritarianness. And it's, you know, Pluto tends to bring something to the edge so that we can blow it apart.
Right.
And I think it's not... You know, the fight is not over. The fight is kind of now set with more chance to be an egalitarian fight. And all of the Democrats that are in now have to perform and be good human beings while they do it so that we can stay on track here.
Yep.
So, yes, that's our excitement for our political breakdown post this. You know, and people ask me, why don't you predict elections? I said, I have very strong feelings about politics. I try to keep them out of the way because I see, you know, I've known plenty of good people on all sides of the coin. But I know they're too strong for me to really interpret. My hopes and fears are so strong that my intuition can get a little fuzzy. But this is what we had hoped for. So,
I say is mm-hmm. the reason nobody likes astrology is because it mm-hmm. does look and see what's coming. And the people that are not necessarily operating with the best intentions don't like it. Because the people who are working from a place of reasonably good intentions go, oh, okay, how do I work with this? Whereas the ones that want it for the abuse of power. So I like mm-hmm. it from that perspective, but I also do. That's why it's not, you know, why the people in authority say it doesn't work, even though they use astrology. You know, Donald Trump was a big user of feng shui in
mm-hmm.
his hotels and buildings because it sold his apartments, and
mm-hmm.
he used it. So, I mean, he uses it even if he doesn't acknowledge it. So you've got to kind of...
And Hitler used astrology.
Hitler was big on astrology. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Predicted that he was going to lose a battle, in which case he had his astrologer killed, I believe.
Yeah, which is also the other reason we don't like working for people in power, because
you
see that stuff in the Via Combusta, and they go, yeah, it's not going to go so well. Oh, really? Okay, I'll show you how well it's going to go. And you're like, okay, yeah, maybe I've been needing a new
mm-hmm.
job. So, you know, it's good. But, yeah, I do think...
Let me say this as I'm leaving town.
But I do think we are interested. You know, we are going to have these transits worldwide. So we just had a very authoritarian person win in Brazil. So we'll see what happens. I mean, these are worldwide global transits, not just here.
Yep.
So we're all going to be working with them on different levels. So, but the whole
Shall
idea
we take
is
some callers?
Earth swings forward, not backwards. Yes, let's take some callers. All right. Want me to run the switchboard? Okay. The 917-304, you've been on hold since before the show started. What's your question for us?
Hi. I have a question about an ex.
Uh-huh.
My birthday is 8/20, 73, and his birthday is...
What time? What time are you born?
At 10:30 p.m.
And where?
Miami, Florida.
Okay.
And his birthday is April 18th, 1985, and I don't have the time.
Okay.
And he was born in
1985?
Boise, Idaho. Mm-hmm, 1985.
So we'll put him in Sun Valley, Idaho. I always like that place. All right, so your question about your ex. He's an ex, or is he back because of the Venus retrograde?
Well, that's the thing, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We haven't really left each other's lives.
Mm-hmm. So
I want to
really
know if it's like... Yeah, I want to know if it's over, and I should just... Because if it's over, I'll just walk away and let it go, or if he's going to change his mind, or if he's going to have a shift, or if he's going to really leave.
Well, Mercury... Well, when Venus retrograde, so many people's exes are back in the picture.
Mm-hmm. And he has Venus retrograde in his chart.
Since the eclipses. Mm-hmm. And then during the first eclipse, I was like, please, if he's meant... Or one of the really strong eclipses, I was like, if he's meant to leave, please remove him. And then I ran into him the next day.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work.
I hate it when you get that kind of signal, right? And that was the eclipse on... It was probably the early one on July, because your Chiron's right on his Athena. And Athena's like, let me just run him by you again. He's a balsamic moon guy, so part of his job is to have intense relationships with you. And he comes in on your 12th house. You had a past life relationship with him. He also has Venus retrograde in Aries in your past life house. So he was a partner from that previous lifetime. His Venus is opposite your Venus. And he did have a new 8-year cycle start on October 25th. Did you hear from him recently?
I see him almost once a week.
Okay, cool. Romantically,
long were you two together, and how long ago did you break apart?
We were together from May of 17 until October 12th of 17, right when Scorpio went
about
into
a year
Jupiter.
Ago.
Mm-hmm. And then we when we broke up, we both made a really conscious effort to like not run into each other, but then we started running into each other again over the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not clear what you're doing with him until May, March at the earliest. So I would just kind of watch him and see what he's teaching you. He's getting you to move someplace because of his North Node and his Mars on your Moon. He's very good for getting you to get clear on what you want emotionally. And he also has a trine to your Sun. So when it's good, it's very, very good, you know. And when it's bad, it's not so much fun. My parents had this configuration. And they were very passionately married for 33 years until my mother passed. She was the Leo and he was the Aries. And Aries are tough men to be with, but they're really delicious when they're behaving well. And he really does love you on some pretty big levels. So, but he's got that Mars on your Moon, so he likes to just poke at you. Mm-hmm. And that can be hard. And you have Saturn in the South Node, so you're not so great at setting the boundaries. And he has Saturn in Scorpio, so he's not so good at committing. So you guys really have this dance. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was, if you judge it on chemistry and on psychic connection, the two of you are, really intense. But when you judge it on, are you compatible for each other? Do you make each other happy in a day-to-day situation? Are you heading down the same road? Those are the things I would question. So when you're not around, you can feel each other psychically. But when you're trying to make a home together, you drive each other a little nuts. So, that's up to you how you want to play that, or do you want to learn to work and accept each other's patterns? Because you're not going to change each other. You're like, what you see is what you get. And I would say that it might be helpful for you to stop romanticizing the energy between the two of you by really getting to know him again, like as a human. Get to, what are you doing? How do you feel about this? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Get more information out of him.
Do it like you're just dating him.
Yeah, Exactly. Get to know him, not project what you think you see on him. And notice how differently you handle things like where you put the parking space, how you keep the kitchen clean, all those basics. And see
whether he litters or
feels
you clean up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, does he want to be with me?
He doesn't
yes.
want to be in partnership. I mean, he's drawn to you. It's what I see is he's the chemistry is strong between the two of you, but he
yep.
doesn't really know how to partner. It doesn't mean he can't learn, but it's just that's not his habits. So settling into a partnership, he's got Venus in Libra conjunct Pluto, so there's something about an early experience of a power struggle around love that he observed as a child that leaves him all Aries, all a little hot under the collar and not ready to commit. That's what I see.
No. She's got the Venus-Pluto.
I'm sorry. You had the Venus-Pluto. Yes, his Aries hits off your Venus and Pluto. What happened
yeah.
in your early years that makes it so that you're drawn to somebody who's so not really available?
Well, yeah, my father, the Leo, you know, he just wasn't well. You know, he was,
mm-hmm.
you know, my parents weren't really
mm-hmm.
Available
So I want you to look at that. That's your approach avoidance conflict you have around relationships. And notice that that longing for someone who's not available was how your dad trained you. And it's a very familiar pattern for you. But the fear is that if you get attached to someone who actually wants to be with you, that's going to cause a whole nother problem. So you're kind of like, let me leave first, let me stand back, let me not get attached, and just kind of notice who you're drawn to, not necessarily someone who wants to be in a partnership.
But he
okay.
is exciting. He is exciting, and
it
is passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want to minimize that. And fire, you know, double fire signs. You know, I'm an earth and water girl, so people would say of my parents, they were very passionate. And I would mm-hmm. say, God, they fought a lot, though. And my first astrology teacher said to me, Anne, they were kind of like cats. So this is the analogy I'm giving you. Kind of like cats, and it's great fun, and everybody's having a really good time, and then suddenly it gets a little wild. And then there's fur flying, and there's hissing and spitting. So that's your relationship with him. And that's okay, but your moon in Taurus wants to sit on the couch with someone, right?
Yeah.
So that's the part we want you to listen to, that moon in Taurus. And his Mars sits on your moon. Now, when I was picking cats, the last time I got cats, I looked and I thought, ooh, Mars on the moon, that's really nice because they want to touch you all the time and they want to hold your hand and do all that stuff. And they want to jump your bones, nice passion with this. So I got two cats, but Mars with cats is they jump on each other and they fight. So poor little Max, Remo kept jumping on his back. And I go, Remo, don't hurt him. And Remo's like, I'm supposed to jump on him, you know. So you have this kind of fiery, passionate thing. But your moon in Taurus, which is what we want to sit on the couch with, he has a moon in fire. He likes to fight for fun. And you kind of want to eat chocolate for fun. So that part can be a little harder, you know. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, it is definitely passionate. My parents had a great time for 35 years with their marriage. So, and I once John said that to me, I was like, you know, it was like that. It was, they were really passionate, and that's what fire relationships are. So he definitely likes you. It's just, do you want to sit on the couch with him?
Well,
and of course, as he gets a little older,
And we're about to get, our time is almost up, so I'm just going to look one last thing.
Go ahead.
That your progressed moon in Capricorn over the last couple of months has conjunct Pluto. So you have been really looking at how you've isolated and feeling a little lonelier than usual. But there's some deep healing going on around you and your father issues as Saturn in Capricorn has been trining your Mars. And how do you be there for yourself, and what is it that you really want, Mars?
If we think of him as helping you heal your father issues, that'll help you figure out, you know, do you want to marry your father, or you just want to date him a little bit and then find somebody more compatible?
And when your progressed moon goes into your progressed moon is trining your natal moon over the next 2 months, and then in 9 months it goes into Aquarius. There's a lot of new people coming into your life in about 8 to 9 months.
Okay. So should I talk to him or just let him be?
I would say yes. I want you to get to know him and see who he actually is, not who you think he is.
No, but when I mean talk to him, I mean like laid on the table.
No.
No, no. Just watch
you don't know what you don't know what you want right now. Mm-hmm. You can talk to him and say, "Hello, how are you? You know, I'm just curious about you.
Yeah.
You know, I keep running into you. Tell me more about yourself. You know, I want to forget what I think I know about you and who are you?"
Yeah.
And see how that goes. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Have a good week. Okay, bye.
You too. Bye.
Hey.
She was on before I got on, Heather. She was in early, bright and early. All right, so this is Ann Ortley signing off from the Bright Red Desk,
and
we wish everybody
Heather
a great
Rowan.
Week.
Yes. And Heather Rowan Robbins also saying goodbye, wishing you well. We'll see you next week. Enjoy. Take a deep breath and notice that the world is changing. What's the new instructions coming towards you? See how it looks. So reassess your world this week.
Yes.
Okay?
New, the big shift is happening in your life. Bye.
Wonderful. Take care. Bye-bye.